Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Psychoanalytic Sex Therapy. Exploring the Unconscious Life of Sexuality by Julian Maxwald is a clinician-focused guide that brings psychoanalytic thinking into direct conversation with contemporary sex therapy. Rather than treating sexual concerns as isolated dysfunctions, the book frames symptoms such as low desire, intimacy difficulty, pornography-related distress, or compulsive patterns as meaningful expressions shaped by unconscious conflict, attachment history, shame, and trauma. Maxwald emphasizes sexuality as a privileged entry point into the inner world, where repetition, dissociation, and relational dynamics can surface with unusual intensity. Written for therapists, the book highlights how careful listening to fantasy, arousal, avoidance, and erotic narratives can expand case formulation and treatment. Across its thematic chapters, it advocates an integrative stance that values depth-oriented interpretation while remaining practical and ethically grounded in modern clinical realities. The overall purpose is to help clinicians work more skillfully with erotic material, reduce pathologizing, and support repair in both intrapsychic and relational life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sexual symptoms as meaningful expressions of unconscious conflict. A central premise of the book is that sexual symptoms often function like communications rather than malfunctions. When desire collapses, arousal becomes narrowly scripted. Or intimacy triggers panic or numbness. A psychoanalytic frame asks what emotional truth the symptom is protecting, expressing, or repeating. Maxwald positions sexuality as a portal to the unconscious, where early attachment patterns, unprocessed loss, and defensive strategies can appear in distilled form. In this view, the goal is not simply to eliminate a behavior or restore performance, but to understand what the symptom is doing in the person's inner economy and relational field. This orientation changes clinical listening. Fantasy, avoidance, and compulsive cycles can be approached as narratives with themes of power, safety, recognition, and shame. The book also underscores that meaning does not imply moral judgment. A symptom can be both painful and adaptive in its original context. For clinicians, this stance supports fuller case formulation and reduces the pressure to rush toward fixes that miss underlying drivers. It also encourages curiosity about what sex uniquely reveals about identity, vulnerability, and emotional regulation. Secondly, integrating psychoanalytic insight with modern sex therapy practice, Maxwald aims to bridge depth psychology with contemporary sex therapy, emphasizing that insight and technique do not need to compete. Psychoanalytic work can clarify how a problem is organized, while sex therapy interventions can support new experiences that make insight usable. The book highlights an integrative approach that keeps the therapist attentive to unconscious processes and relational dynamics while remaining responsive to present-day clinical demands, including psychoeducation and structured change strategies when appropriate. This integration is especially relevant in sexuality work, where clients may seek immediate relief but also carry long-standing histories of shame, silence, or disconnection. The text encourages clinicians to maintain a both and posture honoring embodied arousal patterns and behavioral cycles, while also exploring personal meanings, developmental history, and relational expectations. The overall result is a flexible treatment stance capable of addressing acute distress without reducing the client's erotic life to a checklist problem. The book also offers an implicitly ethical framework. It favors compassionate, non-pathologizing language and urges clinicians to meet diverse sexual expressions with curiosity, clarity, and clinical rigor. Thirdly, countertransference as a clinical compass in sexual material, working with sexuality reliably evokes strong reactions in the therapy room, including discomfort, fascination, protectiveness, judgment, or confusion. Maxwald foregrounds countertransference as a tool rather than an obstacle, arguing that the therapist's emotional responses can help map what is happening unconsciously in the therapeutic relationship. Because erotic topics are often surrounded by secrecy and shame, clients may test safety through indirect disclosures, sudden shifts in tone, or provocative or self-minimizing narratives. The therapist's felt experience can signal these dynamics and guide timing, boundaries, and interpretation. The book also implies that countertransference must be handled responsibly. Therapists need ongoing self-reflection, supervision, and a clear ethical stance to avoid acting out, colluding with avoidance, or overcorrecting with premature advice. Using countertransference well can deepen attunement to power dynamics, vulnerability, and hidden attachment bids that emerge through sexual stories. In practice, this means noticing what the therapist is being pulled to do, rescue, reassure, moralize, or detach, and translating that pull into clinical information. This approach supports more grounded interventions and helps create a container where explicit sexual content can be discussed without sensationalism or shame. Fourthly, trauma-informed and somatically aware work with sexuality. The book emphasizes that sexual distress is often entangled with trauma and dissociation, making a trauma-informed stance essential. In psychoanalytic sex therapy, exploration of meaning must be balanced with attention to the nervous system and the body, because sexual triggers can produce rapid shifts into shutdown, hyperarousal, or fragmentation. Maxwell highlights somatic awareness as part of effective treatment, helping clients track sensations, affect, and defensive patterns that arise before, during, or after sexual experiences. This focus supports safety and agency, especially when clients have histories of boundary violation, coercion, or chronic shame. Importantly, trauma-informed practice also shapes pacing. The book underscores that insight without stabilization can be destabilizing, and that therapy may need to prioritize grounding, consent, and titrated exposure to erotic material. This approach is also relational. The therapeutic relationship becomes a site where trust, boundaries, and repair are practiced, not merely analyzed. By integrating psychodynamic understanding with body-based attention and care, the work aims to expand choice in sexuality. Clients can learn to distinguish past from present, identify what belongs to them versus what was imposed, and develop sexual self-knowledge that feels embodied rather than purely conceptual. Lastly, non-pathologizing engagement with diverse sexual experiences and relationships. Maxwald explicitly brings contemporary realities into the psychoanalytic consulting room, including topics that are frequently mishandled through stigma or overly simplistic frameworks. The book addresses areas such as pornography-related distress, compulsive sexual patterns, BDSM and power dynamics, consensual non-monogamy, sexual fluidity, and desire discrepancy. A consistent theme is clinical curiosity without moralizing. Rather than assuming a behavior is inherently pathological, the therapist is encouraged to explore context, function, consent, and meaning. For example, pornography use or high-frequency sexual behavior can be examined for what emotional regulation role it plays, what conflicts it covers, or what relational fears it manages, while still taking seriously any harm, secrecy, or loss of control that the client reports. Similarly, relationship structures and kink are approached as terrains where attachment needs, boundaries, and power negotiations become visible. The book also recognizes that desire discrepancy is often relational rather than individual, shaped by safety, resentment, pursuit, and withdrawal patterns, and conflicting meanings of sex. By holding a non-pathologizing stance, the clinician can better support clients in clarifying values, strengthening consent and boundaries, and developing sexuality that aligns with both authenticity and relational responsibility. In conclusion, this book is best suited for clinicians and advanced trainees who already work with sexuality, trauma, and relationships, or who want a depth-oriented framework that complements standard sex therapy training. Psychoanalysts who feel underprepared for explicit sexual content will find guidance on how to invite and hold erotic material without either avoiding it or reducing it to symptom management. Sex therapists who want more robust case formulation tools will benefit from the emphasis on unconscious meaning, attachment dynamics, and countertransference. Readers can expect practical intellectual gains, a richer way to listen to fantasies and arousal patterns, more ethical confidence in discussing stigmatized topics, and a clearer sense of how trauma and dissociation shape sexual experience. What makes the book stand out in its category is its integrative positioning. It does not treat psychoanalysis as outdated or sex therapy as superficial, but argues that each becomes more effective in dialogue with the other. It also distinguishes itself through a modern, non-pathologizing stance towards sexual diversity, including pornography concerns, BDSM, consensual non-monogamy, and sexual fluidity, while keeping focus on safety, consent, and relational repair. Overall, it offers a clinically grounded map for understanding sexuality as both embodied and symbolic, and for turning sexual symptoms into opportunities for deeper therapeutic change. If you would like to support Julian Maxwald, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.